Welcome back. You're with the news at one. The Minister for Defence, Simon Coveney, says discussions are at an advanced stage on the establishment of an independent review into how the Defence Forces deal with allegations of sexual harassment, discrimination and bullying. In a statement today, he said the terms of the review will be finalised this week. In a documentary on RTE Radio 1 on Saturday, a number of women who had formerly served in the Defence Forces recounted their experiences of alleged sexual assault, sexual bullying, intimidation and discrimination over a 30-year period. The documentary is available on the RTE Radio player. RTE's Katie Hannan, who made that documentary, is with us. Katie, remind us what these women experienced.
Well, as you said there, Gavin, these are women who served, in one case, Karina Malloy, served for 31 years with the Defence Forces. She is the most highly decorated woman, actually, in the Defence Forces. She served abroad 11 times. She recounted a number of instances of sexual assault, of prolonged sexual harassment, of discrimination in terms of her career prospects. And I suppose the most telling thing, because these assaults and harassment is going to happen in many workplaces, but the most telling thing of everyone's story in this documentary is how those women were treated when they complained, and serious issues with the response when those women took their cases. And some of these cases of assault date back to the early days of women in the Defence Forces, the 80s and the 90s. But we had a case which dates back from just a few years ago.
So how have allegations like these been investigated up to now?
Well, there is a parallel justice system within the Defence Forces as the military police. So in many cases, and in many of the people in our programme did report their assaults to the military police. And none of the women that spoke to me, none of the officers who they accused of assaulting them or harassing them were ever charged with a sexual crime.
What's Simon Coveney offering to do now?
Well, he's talking about an independent review into this. He says that discussions, first of all, he's offering to meet the women in the programme. He's saying that he expressed concern for the welfare of the women, and he expressed significant concern about the allegations made. As I say, he's offering to meet them, and I can tell you I've had a call from the department actually today in relation to that. So that offer has been going ahead to meet the women himself and the Secretary General. He's saying the reforms have been introduced, but recognise that further work needs to be done, and saying that he's now going to ask for the content of the programme to be reviewed so that this will be reflected in any actions that are planned. Then he says that discussions are at an advanced stage on the establishment of an independent review. The purpose of this independent review is to examine current policies and procedures dealing with workplace issues such as dignity, bullying, harassment, sexual harassment and discrimination. He says terms and suggested nominees are at an advanced discussion stage, and these will be formalised this week. As outlined, the terms will be reviewed in the light of the programme to ensure that issues raised are encompassed. Now, just in relation to that, following Tom Clonan's revelations 20 years ago, he did a PhD which revealed that there was widespread harassment and assault in the Defence Forces. There was an inquiry instigated by the Minister at the time. Following on from that inquiry, there was a review process set in place. This was called the Independent Monitoring Group. And since then, we've had three reports from that group. We had one in 2004, 2008 and 2014. And the 2014 one recommended the next one should be done in 2019. This is the one that's being discussed here. This is 2 years late. And the women of honour in response today are saying that it is not what they're asking for and will not suffice.
Yeah, tell us more about the reaction of those women who featured in your documentary to what they've heard from the minister today.
Yeah, they met this morning to consider that statement from the minister. They say that they note the minister's intention to include these issues in the current IMG review and strongly disagree with the minister's intention to include it in this. It says the women of honour are seeking an independent external commission of inquiry. And furthermore, if the minister wishes any new bespoke inquiry to be of any relevance, it's necessary for the minister to include us, the women of honour, and the representative associations of serving members to be part of the setting of terms of reference for any such inquiry. And they say that it's necessary to point out that this can't be linked in any way to previous inquiries or investigations that have taken place. And they say the inquiry must have, as part of its terms of reference, a role in ensuring that the current complaint system is subject to radical overhaul and the inclusion of a provision for meaningful independent oversight.
Katie, thank you. That's RTE's Katie Hannah. That documentary available on the RTE Radio Player.